This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to Season 3 of Creepypasta Myths. I'm your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Polybius, written by Anonymous. In Portland, Oregon, in 1981, an unheard-of new arcade game appeared in several suburbs, something of a rarity at the time. This game was called Polybius. The game proved to be incredibly popular to the point of addiction, and queues formed around the machine, quickly followed by clusters of visits from the Men in Black. Rather than the unusual marketing data collected by company visitors to arcade machines, they collected some unknown data, allegedly testing responses to the psychoactive machines. The players themselves suffered from a series of unpleasant side effects: amnesia, insomnia, nightmares, night terrors, and suicide appearing as having been caused by the game in various versions of the legend. Some players stopped playing video games, while it is reported that one became an anti-gaming activist. Alternate story. Polybius is an urban legend about a rare arcade game released in 1981. The game was created by a mysterious company called Sinneslotion, German for sense deletion, and was a puzzle slash shoot 'em up, somewhat like Tempest. It was only released in a few suburbs of Portland, Oregon. It was supposedly very popular, with people forming long lines to play it. However, players reported strange things about the game, such as hearing a woman crying and seeing grotesque faces out of the corner of their eyes. Players would also have nightmares, experience nausea, headaches, blackouts, or even develop amnesia. Some even committed suicide. Others stopped playing video games altogether, and at least one became an anti-video game activist. According to one owner of an arcade, men wearing black suits would often come to collect records from the game. They did not take any money, simply data of gameplay. Because of this, the leading theory is that it was some sort of government experiment using subliminal messages. The game remains in obscurity, as around 1 month after its release, all of the cabinets suddenly disappeared. One cabinet reappeared in an arcade, 1998, but quickly disappeared again. While some have tried to recreate the game, no one has ever found the original ROM. The game can be found available for download in the media. Since its urban legend flowered into the phenomenon that is now, there have been many alleged sightings of the Polybius game, as well as a few short videos about it. The screenshot. As seen in the only screenshot, it says Sinneslotion. Thanks to the Google Translate, it means sense delete. Possibly this could explain the amnesia. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.